علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing sermons, letters and sayings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. And we are having a topic-wise discussion, and we've chosen the topic of the Charter of Islamic Governance, as we've been discussing in the previous session on this same topic. We are taking our inspiration from the sermon number 87, from Nahjul Balagha. So we have been taking guidance from different sermons. At the moment, we are taking our guidance from this sermon, which has some important statements regarding the situation of the Muslims before the coming of Islam, rather the situation of the world in general before Islam arrived, before Islam arrived in that area. And in the world in general. Imam Ali alayhi salam says that one of the situations at that time was that Zahiratul Ghurur. He says that the world was manifesting a form of deception. The world was deceptive. And yes, the world is deceptive even today. And the main reason why the world was deceptive was because in the world lacked that light of divine guidance. The world was empty from the divine teachings that were supposed to guide and control and, you know, govern the affairs of the Muslims and of the people of the world. And that is why the world takes this deceptive form.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Now, you will notice that this deceptive form is then taken by these, is then kind of, manifested by the evil people, by the oppressive people of the world also. Those who kind of stand at the helm of these material movements, like capitalism, imperialism, you know, like all of these different types of ideologies that kind of give more importance to the material dimension and zoom and focus on the material dimension only. And if any spirituality is talked about, it's spoken for a material benefit. These types of discussions, these types of, you can say, ideologies are the actual cause of misguidance from the path of truth. Now, you notice that these same people are then the most deceptive of people. And you can see the deception. You can see the deception that with those who claim, for example, to say words, beautiful words like human rights. Everyone who hears human rights or women's rights or animal rights or care for the environment, care for the earth, all of these things make a person feel good. These are all feel-good words, but they are just empty words. The same countries that propagate these things, they are the most, you can say, ravenous in destroying these same principles. Those who say big, big words like democracy, big, big words like human rights and right to live, equality, they are the ones who are stepping down equality today. The biggest racist countries in the world are these same countries. Racism is rampant in those countries, right? America, for example. And Israel, you can see today in the world, Israel is kind of the illegitimate American child is actually trying to show that in the Middle East, trying to be that kind of mouthpiece of America, showing that we are the democracies, we are technologically advanced, and we are this and we are that. But the truth and the core of these things are that what you can see when in their practical life, how they trample the rights of the Palestinian people, how they kill the children, how they, you know, break people's houses, how they destroy the lives of people. On the other hand, they show as if they are people who love human rights and respect humanity.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
So we notice there are these people who are deceptive that actually are the product of this deviation from God and the product of a system where God is absent. When we say that the world which is absent of God's commandments, of God's guidance, that world becomes deceptive, and the people who grow up in this world also become deceptive people. Zahiratul ghurur. You saw, for example, the wars that America waged on the Middle East. All of them were with the excuse of fighting dictatorship, fighting, let's say, lack of democracy, bringing human rights, saving people from being trampled. These were the slogans, but these were empty slogans. These were fake slogans. These were hypocritical slogans that we can see them today. Nothing to hide. We can see it. Never will a country go and kill. Never will these worldly people go and kill, massacre millions of people by saying that we are going to kill and oppress. They will never say we are oppressors. They will always deceive people to make themselves look as good as people who are, saving humanity. So this whole idea of being saviors has been a long policy from the very beginning of the world, where those oppressive leaders and rulers would feel like they want to save communities, but the actual intention was to oppress them, to make their statements be the highest statements, to kind of get to the worldly dimension of things and enjoy the world in the best way possible. This is Zahiratul Ghurur. These are the entities. And as I said, we are living in that realm where we can see this deception and hypocrisy. We can witness it day and night. We are live audiences that are seeing this spectacle. We are live audiences that are witnessing this scenario and unfolding in front of us. And how clear are the words of Imam Ali today, telling us these things. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He saves us from the deception of the world and the deception of the worldly people. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد شهيد فاز من ولا هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معنا باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من نداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد مجيد والفضل يمنى هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه